Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Lots of talk again about the ending of the eviction ban over the weekend, and a crunch vote on it will take place in the Dáil this week. The Green Party TD Nasa Harrigan has indicated that she'll support the Sinn Féin motion to overturn the ban, while support from the government's usually reliable band of independents is also not a given. For more on this, I'm joined by John Downing, political correspondent with the Irish Independent and former advisor to the Green Party in a previous government. John, good morning.
Hello, Claire.
So we heard over the weekend the chairperson of the Green Party, Senator Pauline O'Reilly, indicated that sanctions could be brought against Nasa Harrigan if she votes against the coalition, as we expect that she will. But what could those sanctions be?
Well, there is a question about her Dáil committee chairpersonship. She's chairperson of the government, of the Budget Oversight Committee. That, incidentally, carries an additional stipend of €10,000 per year. There is that. There is a question. It is pretty certain that this, by the way, will be her third time voting against the government, a government her party is part of. She voted against them in July, just weeks after it was formed, July 2020, again in May 2021. And she has only, along with Patrick Costello, she has only been readmitted late last November to the parliamentary party after a six-month suspension. A very strident statement by the parliamentary party chairperson, Senator Pauline O'Reilly of Galway, on radio yesterday, saying that she felt something stronger, strongly indicating that she felt a stronger penalty than just a six-month suspension was likely to follow. No decision. The Green Party, parliamentary party, are expected to meet this evening. They're not expected to take a decision on what penalties may apply until after the vote on Wednesday. But the issue has so far been handled by the parliamentary party, by the TDs and senators. And I think there will definitely be, she has made it very clear she's not going to vote with the government. I think there will be very strong sanctions this time.
Yeah, because, I mean, you said it there yourself, a strident statement from Pauline O'Reilly yesterday indicates that the Green Party might not be willing to put up with this anymore. And you'd wonder whether, as we head into the second part of this government's term, could there be a move against Nasa Harrigan at a constituency level, John? Could she be deselected?
That is complicated and it's uncharted territory. I'm pretty sure that is possible, but it would also have to involve the National Executive at very least. And it would be something I think they would be trying to avoid. She had quite a good vote in 2020 in Dublin Central. She got 3,851 votes, almost 4,000 votes, let's say. Quota at the time was 6,300. So she was well over the old rule of thumb of having more than half a quota. And she attracted transfers quite right across the block, but right across the ballot paper. But there will be doubt about that. The Green Party will not have the wind at its back next time as they did in February 2020. They'll be managing decline, I would think. The other point is, like all the parties with left-leaning parties, they will be looking at the impact of Sinn Féin fielding more candidates and that impacting on transfers.
Yeah, and what about Eamon Ryan's leadership and what this says about that and what it would say if he doesn't take the action that Pauline O'Reilly indicated was coming? There would have been very little focus, you could say, in the party on this issue around the eviction ban had Nasa Harrigan not said what she did.
Well, yes, and I think that lots of Green Party TDs and senators will be saying, well, thanks a bunch, Nasa. You're a great help to us. You've dragged us into the centre, into the spotlight on a controversy in which we would have only had a very minor role at all events. So I think that will annoy people. I think Eamon Ryan's internal leadership will look weak if the party do not support strong action against somebody who votes against the government. I think it will also impact on relationships with Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. Both their parties are saying, look, we conceded a lot of green demands in their environmental and climate change programmes and so on. And that was pretty unpalatable to us and potentially damaging to our support, particularly in rural constituencies. So we swallowed on that. So we need payback on the other side from the Green Party.
Mm-hmm, but they're not going to get it. You know that, and you just wonder if Patrick Costello and the Greens, I don't know how he's going to vote, but say he decides to vote with NASA, what does that do for the government majority?
Yeah, it will bring it down to one. If the two go, it will probably bring it down to a break even. They will be heavily dependent on the likes of Michael Lowry, Cathal Berry, Kildare South, so on. Of course, nobody, the worst thing in politics is to have your position taken for granted. So we have heard signals from Michael Lowry that, basically you can conclude, we can join the dots here and say they're going to be looking for something for their support, at very least some sort of some pork barrel stuff for their own constituency. So that again makes things more difficult for government to continue.
All right. Well, we'll see how it plays out, John. Thanks very much for bringing us through all of that. John Downing there from the Irish Independent. We'll take a break back after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.